السلام حياكم الله. حياكم يا دور. السلام ورحمة الله. كيف حالكم؟
Anything good that non-believers do, Allah Ta'ala would reward them for it here in this world without and nothing said for them in the hereafter. And while the believer is rewarded in this world without and in the hereafter, Allah Ta'ala would give him the benefit of the truth and the reward is said for him in the hereafter.
Your question is regarding obviously the Muslim mistake regarding to his liberty during the prayer, and you mentioned that obviously we understood that he's got to pray whatever he can do during the prayer has been helpful, he should do it, and then not all the time sitting. However, when it comes to the sujood and the ruku, and you mentioned obviously the believer, if he's sitting, then obviously he doesn't have to move his back or incline his back forward, essentially only about his head. And that applies for the sujood and the ruku.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not sure if I got it wrong or I just wanted some clarification, because you mentioned if he's doing the ruku, then he's got to make his head bend. bend down about 80 degrees. So that was a mistake then.
When we said that the in sujood, it should be lower than the rukuk. But I said lower because I gave an example. I said in some people, they bend their backs. They think that this is the way it should be done. And the way it should be done is with the head. Only the head. The head goes, I have said that that's under the rukuk, it makes it 60 degrees. Then sujood would be 18 minutes. So I said, that was it. This is the way.
Just regarding that, sometimes people not to move your back, just move your head.
It does not mean that you have to keep your back. I mean people intentionally remove their back and they believe that you have to remove your back. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the head, not the back.
So in the illnesses, for example, someone's feet, they should remove their back. Nothing. Whatever their illness is, you can't see feet. They should move their head or cool their head.
That's it.
Whatever it is. The illnesses of the feet, the legs,
and whatever. No. If you can't stand.
Yeah, if you can't stand. I don't think that you would be
sick.
And if he's laying down, the same
thing
comes
from
the head. And
he's
laying down.
If it is possible, but if his neck is broken, then he's out.
Yeah.
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 I think a little clarification regarding this, because what we see sometimes happen, especially in the massage, is you see the people can do a lot of activities during the prayer, a lot of movements, but they prefer just to stand up in the first night of the haram, and they say a lot of, but then they sit down through the whole prayer, when in fact sometimes you can tell probably they can actually at least Surah Fatiha more than Surah Fatiha, but then at the end they get busy or something, so they should be sitting rather than just carrying the whole prayer sitting. That's what we see, I think, sometimes.
Yeah, I mean, it's not done in the verse of Salam says, فَإِنَّا مِسْتَدَعَ فَسَلَّمَا. So if you cannot, if there is an excuse for him to pray in sitting, the important thing is that at least you do Surah Al-Haram. And then he says this. It's not necessarily that you stand until you get busy. Or stand until you get tired. Or get physical. But if he has the excuse for praying sitting, but he still can stand for a second to say Allahu Akbar to Surah Al-Haram and get into the prayer, this is unlimited. More than that, it's optional and limited. If he stands for Surah Al-Fatiha and then he sits, this is better than sitting for the whole of the Al-Fatiha. And he has that.
Regarding movement of the head only, where is the dalil in the hadith?
Allah Ta'ala will reward you. Assalamu alaikum. I will say فيسمع الذي في قلبه مرض. ابو بكر لما عنده مرض الوزاره عمر نبي حال مرض الوزان مرح عبد الله يبريد السلوم المرافقين عندما يجبين أمام بيس من سن مرافقين من يتبقي ذلك حصل شهد But if you ask somebody, if you ask somebody who has an influence with benefit, with beginning hope, then you receive the truth if you have to implant it. If your plant is like that, and it's not, you go with anybody, then of course, those people back will come to you. Which is what Allah says, Ali was Allah Anna said, don't accompany such a belief of you. Other than that, you are good. Right? And when you are there, they're not going to be so bold and come to your wife. Be so brave and bold and come to visit your wife. Maybe you just said you will not come. Yeah? Because you did not show them any good and any interest. But I'm afraid that happened. And don't get me wrong, don't understand me wrong. Sheikh Rimbaud, whenever been to the West, was from a very traditional family and tribe and area, right? And then he understands Islam, right? It was after like this, and before they are full of everything, the same as the Lord. With all these conditions we make. You marry us in the West. Before practicing, before Islam, that is completely off the rocket. Now, when somebody is coming to Islam, he is suspecting body, everything, and everyone around him. Which is all wrong. They have to be that they.
Sometimes what happens, let's say, my wife is sick, somebody is going to visit me, which is why I was in bed. What looks to me is an acceptable Islamic way that I will not do it myself, she will not do it as well, he tells me. That brother, between him and his wife, they need to see this is okay, you know, to speak to you.
What makes you not to say okay? Islamic movement? What makes you okay? What does it look like?
I will let me talk. I will give you an example. Sometimes a brother may go to visit a brother with my wife and he will say, how is it? How are you feeling today? It's right. And then my wife obviously has better answers to these sort of things. And then it may lead to something, okay, what the doctor said. And she may say to him, what the doctor said. And then it may lead to actually, what is it? What is the illness? And basically, it's going to make a discussion. Now, sometimes we don't know. Sometimes Shaitan can put in the heart of these two people. The fact that my wife and this man are speaking under his wife's prison may make my wife think him, you know, he's a very nice brother. He's,
so what the hell was going on?
He's got a nice.
Why is it what? Why is it what your wife to think Muhammad and Nasir is a good brother?
No. I'm not thinking of that. It's good. I'm not going to think that all the Muslims are good and think. Well, she may stop because that is what's happening in the real life. Sometimes you may find some sisters, they'll start with you exactly wrong. They start comparing the characteristics of their husband compared to the characteristics of another wife's husband. Thinking like, oh, that is this, he doesn't do this. So this, basically, some of the women know this is wrong.
No, it's not wrong. It's not wrong. Who says that it is wrong? If your wife finds you, someone who is high somewhere, and her neighbor's wife, her neighbor's husband, mashallah, always gentle and calm, and then she thinks of this conversion, this is something wrong with anything? This is not wrong at all. This is correct.
I'm not talking about the fact that what you find to find in itself. I'm talking about the fact that when you start comparing, because I know from situation, I remember
you know, there is a comparison which is not allowed. she looks at him and says, "Mashallah, you are the man."
Yes.
I stayed behind the curtain, behind the boiler. I stayed there in the khutbah and the translation. I stayed from behind, as Allah Ta'ala said. فَخَطِبُهُنَّ مِنْ يَرَاهُ
should start from very young to the world because some people may understand it wrong.
Whoever wants to understand or react with it wrongly, objection, and it is unintentionally,
Allah will not put him in
intention.
If it is intentionally, Allah will put him in intention.
We have a lot of our speaking and corrected and been twisted.
Love. And just to say that some people must start upon them by using, because it's already happened to some of the Shaykh, or telling some of the Tara, and they start acting upon them and thinking, wow, such a
amount of activity, something. Many brothers get annoyed when someone says, how is it right?
Now the Shaykh, whenever I go to them,
every time I go out, when my mother was alive, Shaykh, sister Shaykh, who I love from the depth of my heart, all of us, how's your mother, how's she, how's your wife, how's her daughter?
What's your daughter?
What's your daughter?
Yeah?
Anyway, people who are black, who will come to visit you or your wife, can they love you?
Or people who are close to you,
if you break
that people close to you,
then
if you just keep the good people close to you, then you will not see something good.
Said something good.
Every habit that the shaitan may grasp one's wife or one's friend, that is something that can we do them. To stop it is to start planting iman and increasing it in the heart. It's not to stop the sunnah or what is permitted Islamically. You know what I'm saying? That's the
problem.
Allah.
That's the sunnah. Allah what you do?
For me, it's clear. I just want to be more clear.
Okay, so now
do you think
we both look very close to this video?
Or is it just like this? Is that this should clarify?
The
woman
in the rear,
in the
rear,
in the rear, in the rear, in the rear, in the rear,
in
the rear, in the rear, in the
She's not.
So what is wrong with those staying in your house?
There was a woman who was very old and she cannot do nothing during the time of the sorcerer. Abu Bakr and Umar used to complicate going to her house every day and get whatever she wants. They did not take her to their house. And she was an actor. She was a normal man. But the Izzah is the Izzah of the disciple. She has to stay there. Unless there is something serious going to happen. not maybe. I mean, every week, shower telephone. Today, alhamdulillah, everything is easier. Telephones, mobile phones, homes, buildings, and build between them, and that's in our house, and vegetable change, and need for everything, and people come here. And there is a serious kind of danger when she comes. And all that because she's too long. This is her mother. That's the mother. If her husband dies while she is with her mother, she cannot leave her mother's house and go to her house. She has to stay there. She won't die again. That's her mother.
Any other questions?
Any questions for the witnesses?